Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The hipsters and hobbyists who have had the whole e-cigarette world to play in without any rules suddenly have only 90 more days of freedom. The Food and Drug Administration announced today that they will start regulating the $3.5 billion industry and its small producers of liquid nicotine and vape products, but also some familiar players like Altria Group and Reynolds American. Michael Erickson is founding dean of the School of Public Health at Georgia State University and former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Office on Smoking and Health. Michael Erickson, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you, John.
Is the FDA saying that electronic cigarettes are cigarettes and is regulating them in the same way?
They're saying that they are tobacco products and that their authority to regulate tobacco products will extend over e-cigarettes as well as over cigars, cigarillos, and hookahs and other types of tobacco products. So it's not cigarettes per se, but just deeming and extending their authority over any tobacco product.
Why are cigars included in this change?
Right. I think there's different reasons for the different inclusion of the tobacco products, with the goal being that all nicotine products that are derived from tobacco are covered by the FDA, and the FDA has the authority to regulate as appropriate, with the goal being to improve the public health. E-cigarettes are new on the market and changing so rapidly, where cigars, and particularly little cigars and cigarillos, they are combustible products that are flavored and real popular among young people. So they're included for one reason, and I think e-cigarettes are included because there's such a innovation that hardly even existed when the law was first written to give FDA authority over cigarettes and smokeless tobacco.
The motivation on regulating tobacco products initially related to a more traditional view of public health. Now with e-cigarettes, though, you've got a delivery system, an addiction system that actually could be used with other substances. Is the FDA getting involved in something that could be even much bigger than nicotine in the future?
It could. I mean, the rule that was announced today not only covers the tobacco products that we think of, e-cigarettes and cigars and things, but it also includes what's called components and parts, which basically are the devices in which e-cigarettes are delivered and other drugs can be delivered. So the component and parts that are used to deliver nicotine also will fall under FDA regulation.
So within the next 90 days, the companies that are involved in this, and some of them are very large, also some of them are very, very small, will be doing what to comply with these regulations?
They have to report and register with the FDA. They ultimately will have to be providing ingredient information and do everything that tobacco cigarette companies currently do, but they will be a registration system so that the FDA will know who's selling these products. There will be the ability to the FDA to investigate complaints to make sure that these facilities are complying with the law. At this point, the most obvious one is not selling to minors. So they can do inspections for these facilities like they do currently and have done for decades for places that sell cigarettes. I think the important part of this is not the immediate at all, but really this lays a foundation for the FDA to regulate all tobacco products in a coherent fashion so that the most harmful are treated with the most regulation and the least harmful are less regulated. And this is a first step in that process.
It gets them into the business of inspecting, as you suggested, these vape parlors, which is, you know, a little different than looking at the cigarette stacks behind the counter at the bodegas.
Some people refer to it as the Wild West right now, that in some of these vape shops, which are in strip malls and a year ago were tanning salons. And I think even the vaping industry wants to have higher quality standards to eliminate any type of contamination or other problem.
Michael Erickson is the founding dean of the School of Public Health at Georgia State University, former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Office on Smoking and Health. Michael Erickson, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, John.